Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the next episode of Empowering Bites. And I'm your girl, Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. And this is your girl,
Gabby with 1B, Mamone.
Yes, the Gabby 1B is here with me as we record a very short and quick on the run kind of episode. Yeah, because for those of you that are watching, you YouTubers, you can see that Gabby is clear in her car. And for those that are listening, you may hear a little bit of an audio difference this time, but guess what? We're still bringing you this Empowering Bite episode. Not missing a beat. And that's what we want to talk about. That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about how when life throws things in our path, sometimes for many of us, it's easy to throw away the things that you said you were going to be committed to. And so we really want to be really honest with you that when this happened, like we know that we have to record. We typically try to batch our episodes. We haven't been able to do that because of all the lifing that has been going on. I'm on my way out of the country tomorrow. Gabby has been inundated in a good way with like keynotes and prep here and prep there. And so we haven't been able to batch like an episode. And then I recognize that I'm traveling once I come back into the country next Monday, which meant that I needed an episode for us to publish next Thursday. Yeah. So we're figuring it out. And this was her only time. It's a short window. I have to be like, I have a hard stop because I have to head off to an appointment. And but it's only 10 minutes.
Yes, that's what's cool about these Empowering Bites is that they are short, chewable, bite-sized recordings. And for the listeners, I actually had a meeting shortly after this recording, which is why I could only do this in the car ride, just to make sure that I would be on time for that. But then it turned out I got sick yesterday and I lost my voice. And so I had to move that meeting and use that slot for a doctor's appointment meeting, which I'm on my way to make sure that I'm cool and I don't have strep or anything like that. So, but the lesson here is you just got to figure it out.
Right.
You got to figure it out. And, you know, we stay true to our commitment to each other. Mm-hmm. Lifing happened. Mm-hmm. And so if it means that one of us needs to record in the car, then that's it. There's no judgment. We just have to continue because that's what our commitment was. That's what we have to do.
And I think that when you make a commitment, and I love, there's a quote that I don't actually know who's the author of this quote, but it says, true commitment is staying true to what you said you're going to do long after the feeling in which you said has passed. And so like 2020, we made a commitment that we were going to do Thriving Thursdays, and then they've evolved into Empowering Bites. And that meant, and we committed to doing them every other episode, which meant that in a 52-year season, 26 episodes have to be an Empowering Bite episode. And so life has lifed over the last 5 years, you know, and today is, and this coming episode is no different. I thought about some plan Bs and Gabby and I just kept twisting and turning and pivoting and figuring out what could work. And we found this one window between 9:10 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. where we can get on for a 10-minute recording while she's in her car. And sometimes it's like, do you mind if I'm in my car? I'm going to be wearing a hat. I was like, girl.
Yeah, no makeup.
Like we never committed that it had to be perfect. We committed that we would get it done. And and I know I've said it. I know we've said it on this platform as well. It's like Brené Brown says, the 10 minutes you do is better than the 60 you don't. Even if it was going to be a 5-minute episode comparative to our, you know, the ones where we have time and, you know, we at the end of the day, we would see that episode published.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what our commitment to each other was.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And you inspired me too, right? So thank you. I really always look forward to these recordings. I look forward to hearing what the listeners have to say. And I just love it. I think we have a commitment. We have to follow through. We just make it happen.
Yeah.
Even if it's for the 5 minutes. Yeah.
And how everyone can use this in their life. This came to me, Gabby. I know I was cutting you off there. Is like last year was a really tough year for me. And it's funny because yesterday I delivered a keynote at an organization and a woman came up to me and I guess she caught my age because I know that I said on September 8th, 1972. So I put it in there and I said, God like did this and put energy in me like it's no other. And she came up, she's like, you know, did you notice there was a difference when you crossed over to 50 and like you just couldn't wake up anymore? I said, yeah, I crossed over, but there was no option not to continue to wake up at my time and get to the gym, right? Like it's not about how I feel. It's about what I've committed, about what's going to be true to me as Inkay Chinwafa Robinson. What are the things I want to be secure, like other than like God, I'm, you know, but what are the things that I want to be true when you talk about who I am as a human being? And it's that this girl gets up consistently at 4 o'clock, somewhere in between 4 and 5 a.m. in the morning to get to the gym. It's not a feeling thing. It's an integrity thing. And it doesn't matter if I cross over 50, doesn't matter if I cross over 60, if I'm able, because there's a lot of people that are not able, but even if you're not able, you will be able to do something else. You have to figure out what is that thin, like how do you then pivot, but don't give up. I think that's what I think that's what happens. I always said I never wanted to live a life where I knew what it was like not to work out.
Yeah, I love that. You know, for anyone that's watching or listening, think about your life currently. What is that thing that you know you probably should do? Whether it's your taxes, whether it's calling, you know, a family member, whatever it is. What's that one thing that you know you probably should do but are putting off, right? And then take a look at yourself. And, you know, Nkechi has a wonderful mantra, which is don't drop the lead or don't drop your lead. Don't drop the lead.
Yep.
Don't drop the lead. And so there's another episode, I think prior to this one, which is about don't drop the lead. Have a listen. It's brilliant. And, you know, the whole point to this is stay committed. Mm-hmm. Stay committed to your word. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if it's just a little piece, a small step, a little action, 5 minute, whatever, at least you're getting into the motion of doing it. Mm-hmm. No matter what.
And you know, it's interesting because I was actually thinking about like, you know, people in my network who often talk about like, I started a new job and as a result, I can't work out. Like I haven't been able to get a workout in. And I was like, you know what? Like if getting a new job has now prevented you from doing something that's important to you, I'm just gonna challenge the excuse, because I also recognize excuses do not burn calories per hour. But we don't do what we have to do. We do what we want to do.
Yeah, that's the difference. Right.
And so there was a conversation that probably need to be held or had that said that these are my boundaries. Like I'm going to come to your organization. I will also, but you know, do know that for my health, for my mental state, for me to be able to show up fully in who I am as a human being and deliver for the organization, I don't miss my workouts. You know, and maybe you can compromise. Maybe there's some days where, you know, I understand I have to be in at, I don't know, 8 o'clock. And so on those days, but it's, I don't know, like yesterday I had a 6:30 a.m. makeup call. And I remember mentioning it to my husband. I said, I even told this woman at the gym who makes me always feel like I'm late. Anytime I'm walking into the gym at 5, she's walking out and she's getting ready to go to work. She works a 9-to-5, but she's like, yeah, I need to get in before the humans arrive. Right. So I was like, what time do you get in? She says, I get in by 4. And I was like, okay, you know what? So I set my alarm an hour earlier and I got up at 3:10. I got into the gym for 4:05 and I worked out for an hour and a half and then got showered and was home in time to do my makeup at 6:30. Right. you know, so I can get out of my house and get to the venue for the, for my talk. Anyway, so it's just it always works, and it can't be once you start to talk about, oh, but I'm gonna feel tired and uh-huh. and all this and the other, then suddenly yeah. So, and I think life just, cause you know what happens? I know I'm talking a lot, but I think there's a, like, it's just like, I always talk about empower people, but disempowerment also disempowers, right? The opposite is also true. And so I do believe that if you continue to give up on yourself, there's a domino effect that gets created, that if you give up on yourself, then chances are something through that day is also going to be something that you give up. Maybe you give up on eating well. And then if you give up on eating well, then maybe you give up on, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's also a dominant effect in the opposite direction as well. So just, I mean, just like, there's just juxtaposition between the two, and just choose which side you want to be on. And hopefully, you know, you get committed to that, to a side.
I love that. And I love that you said, sometimes the conditions aren't perfect, but the commitment still stands. Damn. We have to make a commitment to mm-hmm. each other, to ourselves. The only boss that you have is yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine you is God. God's my boss. Okay. God's my boss.
Okay, that's God's a whole other boss. Conversation. But yes, for sure. But the point here is that you control your actions.
Yes, yes.
You control your subconscious mind, your decisions. And so... So, you know, that it was just cool how we just came up with this topic, because we just
We're living it right now.
It's real life.
Yeah. And we're living it so strongly that it's 9:30. Yes. I got to say, I'm out.
We got to go. Yeah. And this is where we cut it off.
And to anyone that's listening, I hope you enjoy this. I hope you stay committed to the goals. And if you haven't, start. And I'm Ink. And...
I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.